This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Potato wart is a devastating disease that has now been detected twice in the past year on Canada's Prince Edward Island, and trade has been halted until officials can get a handle on it. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and the USDA aggressively jumped on this second detection.
It's not a great situation, and we obviously sympathize with the PEI growers, what they're going through, but you know, unfortunately, the disease is creative and it wants to get out, and the facts is USDA and the Canadians see them. It's not a great situation right now.
Quarles says we need to learn more.
I think the immediate step that CFIA is going to take is to try to figure out exactly how widely the disease has spread. These detections occurring so close to each other, not a good sign that things are under control, and I think everybody kind of recognizes that.
Quarles says Secretary Vilsack and the USDA jumped on this aggressively.
Obviously, there's a lot of trade that goes back and forth between the U.S. and Canada, in the U.S. and PEI specifically. It's not in anybody's interest to have that trade disrupted, but the threat of the disease, what that would mean to all of our global markets, as well as all the other provinces in Canada, it's just too big of a threat to not take dramatic action.
Quarles says they're working together with Canadian officials, and this is not a trade war.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.